This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley and welcome to the Minute Cast for Monday the 8th of November. Could it happen? Might there still be a championship battle? The top two in the J-League went head-to-head yesterday evening. Find out what happened in just a couple of seconds. Well, a second-half strike from Brazilian forward Marquinhos did keep the J1 title race alive, as three times reigning champions Kashima Antlers edged a hard-fought encounter with this year's runaway leaders Nagoya Grampus. The veteran marksman collected a short pass from compatriot Gilson and fired a low shot inside Seigo Narazaki's right-hand post from 25 yards to record the game's only goal on 59 minutes. Grampus thought they had been awarded penalties on two occasions in the first half, only for referee Nobutsugu Murakami to correctly change his initial decision to a free kick just outside the area in the former instance, and caution Joshua Kennedy for diving in the latter. A determined late rally saw Yoshizumi Ogawa miss a last-minute sitter, as his low header bounced agonisingly past the post. But in truth, a draw would have been harsh on a Kashima side that had just about been the better team throughout. The result brings the Antlers back within 8 points of their opponents with 5 matches left. But as beaten manager Dragan Stojkovic was at pains to underline afterwards, the Nagoya club remain very much in charge of their own destiny. Elsewhere, Gamba Osaka could only draw 1-1 at FC Tokyo in a match that had implications at both ends of the table. The capital side are now separated from the relegation zone on goal difference alone, as Vissel Kobe completed successive victories for the first time all year with a 2-0 success over Vigalta Sendai. Omiya Ardija are 2 points better off with the game in hand after beating Montedeo Yamagata 2-1. At 5 and 6 points ahead of Kobe respectively, neither Sendai nor Yamagata are safe from danger just yet. While relegation could be confirmed for Kyoto Sanga and Shonan Bellmare as early as next week, after both shipped 4 goals in front of their home fans. A 4-3 win for Kawasaki Frontale at Nishikyogo took them to within a point of the automatication Champions League places in 4th, with Yokohama F. Marinos just 1 point behind them in 6th, after their 4-1 win against Kanagawa rivals Shonan. Cerezo Osaka remain ahead of Yokohama on goal difference, after a tense 1-0 win over Shimizu S-Poles, who fall to 7th. Sanfrecce Hiroshima move up to 8th thanks to a last-gasp winner from Hisato Sato on his return from injury against Urawa Reds, while Albirex Niigata were pegged back by a 95th-minute strike by Ryoichi Maeda to draw 1-1 at Jubilo Iwata. There had been scenes of glory earlier in the week for Jubilo as they secured their first silverware in 7 years, with an incredible 5-3 win over Sanfrecce Hiroshima in the final of the Yamazaki Nabisco Cup. Sanfrecce looked set for victory as they led 2-1 going into the final minute of the 90, but Maeda saved his side's bacon at the last to set up a thrilling half hour of extra time. Substitutes Minoru Suganuma and Ryohei Yamazaki scored in quick succession to give the Iwata outfit a 4-2 lead, before Tomoaki Makino halved the deficit with a dipping free kick. Maeda then completed the scoring on 109 minutes, but there was still time for Makino to miss a late penalty as Hiroshima searched desperately for a way back. Finally, Kashiwa Reysol secured an immediate return to the top flight with 6 games still remaining of the J2 season, after a 3-0 home victory over FC Gifu. Vanfore Corfu need just 2 more wins to join them, after thrashing bottom club Giravan's Kita Kyushu 6-0. Join me again next week for all the latest developments. Thanks for listening and bye for now.